Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. We will get back to the phones here shortly. We'll take phone calls this segment. We have a nice long segment at 215-592-9494, but the Phil's back at it tonight, and Ike Scott Fransky will be back on the road again tonight for the first time since September 2019.
Oh, he's going on the road?
Yes!
Wow.
Now, of course, Larry's not going to be, LA's not going to be on the road, but
smart man.
Kevin Franzen will be down there with him.
Yeah, send the young guys.
But yes, so the sense of, you know, normalcy, we're getting full ballparks, yeah. We're getting guys traveling, all right?
Not so
they'll be on the scene as the Phil's and the Nats start their series tonight. Phillies 18-17, a game back from the Mets. To talk about it is former GM and former Philly and our weekly contributor, Ruben Amaro Jr. What's up, Rube?
What's happening, guys? How's it going?
What's up, Rube?
Well, we're talking to you today. The Phillies didn't play yesterday, but man, was it a tough Saturday and Sunday to be a Phillies fan, starting with Saturday night, and then Sunday it just looked like that they were still feeling the effects of a really, really tough loss on Saturday night. Is that how you saw it as well?
Yeah, I mean, they looked like they were a little hungover from that Saturday evening. That was a rough one, and unfortunately, couldn't get it going on Sunday.
So Aaron Nola comes out. He, you know, 114 pitches the start before. He comes back on regular rest, and you could just tell from the start he really just didn't have his best stuff. And Joe got him out of there pretty quick. I mean, he did give up a considerable amount of runs, but so like. Listen, he's been durable. He hasn't been injured in a couple seasons, but there's just those games where you're looking for him to step up, and after a bad loss and, you know, going up against Sunday Night Baseball and ESPN, and he kind of came up short. But you know, what did you see from Nolan? What do you think about him in general in big games like this?
You know, I think I love Aaron Nola. I think that he is – I still do think he's an ace. He's not perfect. I mean, I don't – my feeling about him is that he does have to be much more fine with his stuff overall, and he has to have most of his stuff working for him to have success. I chalk it up to having a really difficult time being able to play in Atlanta. The Phillies have a tough time there. It's a tough place to win. They had a bazillion people at the ballpark. It was a different sort of a setting. They just don't – play, it's just tough to play there, and Atlanta plays really well there, and he just wasn't sharp that day. It's as simple as that. And he's got to be sharp with his breaking stuff, and he's got to be sharp with his fastball as far as his command is concerned, and sometimes he gets a little out of sync, but I fully expect him to bounce back his next start.
Yeah, I guess it's not all that surprising. Team struggling going down to play in Atlanta, man, and got a lot of nice lemon pepper wings down there, man. So teams struggle when they go down there, Rube. to the ATL.
No, I mean, I it's not an excuse. I just don't think that they play well there, and it's a tough place for people to have success. They like their ballpark. They enjoy hitting there. They enjoy playing there. They have good energy there, and you know they got all their fans. I mean, I think that factors in a little bit. I think the fact that. You know, that they lost a really tough game the night before was also part of it. And, you know, sometimes you got to ask, you know, the bats to step up and help guys out. And, you know, they've gone through some cycles where they've played really good baseball. They've gone through some cycles where they played really poor baseball, and they're still trying to figure out, I think, what they are. And hopefully by the end of this month, they'll have a much better idea as to where they are as far as competing in this division.
I'm looking at this league, Ruben, and we obviously follow the Phillies every day, and we break down everything they do, sometimes to a fault. But I'm trying to make sure I keep it in the proper perspective, and as it pertains or relates to the rest of the teams, not just in the National League, but when I look around baseball in general, there are teams that have more talent on their roster than the Phillies. They don't necessarily seem to be taking off and killing the baseball and doing everything that you would have anticipated prior to the season. And I'm just wondering, when you look at the league as a whole so far, it seems like there's more parity around the league this year than it has been in years past. Am I reading this right? Or what are you seeing with the league in general right now, to where it doesn't seem like there are a lot of teams that are separating themselves?
I think you can either call it parity or you can call it mediocrity. Because what I see in baseball in general is there's not very many great teams.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, it's not because they don't have great talent. It's because you don't see teams playing crisp baseball. When I say crisp, I mean fundamentally sound, running the bases well, playing good solid defense, not giving teams extra outs, making quality outs, being able to hit behind runners, being able to situationally play the game properly. You just don't see it very often, and I see very few teams doing it. I think it's one of those market deficiencies that if a team can actually play good, sound, fundamental, quality winning baseball, they can actually stay in the hunt and be a contender because, you can take all the talent you want from different guys and different players, but if you don't play good team baseball, you don't pitch and catch and get the timely hits or, don't have a selfless team, then you can just be okay. You can be just an okay club.
Mm. Ruben Amar Jr., how would you handle Hector Neris as the team's closer right now? It seems like that he's been okay with you kind of when he hits his rough spots, you put somebody else in there and then you can put him back in and it doesn't totally kill him as a closer. But how long can you go with what he brings to the ninth inning? Even the games that he saved, not a lot of them have been all that comfortable.
Yeah, I don't think Hector Neris is a closer, and I've never thought that he was. I think that he's a decent and a solid back-end pitcher, but I don't feel like he is a lockdown closer. I never did. I love the guy. I love the player. I know that he's had some success as a closer, and I know that he has done it. But I don't view him as a lockdown closer or somebody that's going to pitch the last game of the season. I think that there may be other guys who could do it. Coonrod, perhaps. I can't really count on Alvarado to do that because I don't know that he's going to throw enough strikes. He's got the stuff to do it. I just don't know if he's going to throw enough strikes to be able to do it. Could Archie Bradley do it when he comes back? I mean, people, we forget. We're missing Archie Bradley as well, and that's a big blow to him because – He's a pretty effective guy. I just don't know if on the roster they have somebody that it can rely on making the last pitch of the season.
Mm.
So I'm wondering, Rube, when you have a situation like that, obviously that means Joe Girardi only has one or two places he can go, right? He's going to have to stick with him or try someone else in there until they aren't very good at doing it. So then it becomes help from upstairs. And as a GM, how long do you wait before – you make a move to try to improve that, or do you just try to – is this something you try to fix through coaching? I'm just wondering, is this something you stick with for the next month or so, or do you go out and try to do something now about it?
It's just like any other position. You're kind of hoping that somebody steps up and takes the center field job, right? You hope that somebody steps up and can be the closer, and you have to make those assessments as you go. And to me – it's really by the end of May, you should really know exactly where you stand and what your needs are. And that's when you start addressing those needs and whether or not you're a real contender. And in this day and age and the way the game is, I mean, you said it yourself, there's so much parity in the game. I don't think there's, other than maybe the Detroit Tigers, there aren't too many teams that are kind of like totally out of it. So you know, or the Pittsburgh Pirates maybe, and I don't know exactly what their record is right now, but I mean, you know, most clubs are not going to be out of it at the end of May. So it's just a matter of being able to assess your club, what your needs are, and whether or not you can address them in the house or whether you can address them, you know, in some other way. I just don't know all the talent level that the organization has to be able to deal to make, you know, to go get better. And so the hope is ultimately is that you have that guy in house and he steps up and does the job.
All right, Ruben, six more on the road for the Phillies. They're 5-11 away from home this year, and historically, and you almost want to throw last year out because it was a different year, a COVID year, but they haven't been great at home. What is that? Is there something to it? When you were, you know, a player, is it just easier to be at your home park? But it seems like in particular, this team just really struggles away from Citizens Bank Park.
You are right. I do not know the answer. I wish if people knew the answer, they'd be addressing it. It's just a difficult. I think it's probably more routine than anything else. Guys get into a certain routine than different routine away. I think the COVID situation's a little different too, and it creates a whole new set of new standards and the way you kind of prepare for the game. I think that there's something going on there. I know all the clubs are going through it. I just don't know. I haven't been able to be down into the clubhouse to see, you know, what actually goes on, and we just have very, very little information about that. But it's pretty obvious that they don't perform real well on the road, and you know, hopefully they can turn that around and make some of the necessary changes and prepare themselves a little bit better to be able to handle being on the road a little bit with a little bit more success.
All right, Rube, today's the anniversary of the Aaron Rowan catch in 2007 where his face bounced off of the metal fence. What was your vantage point of that play, and what do you remember from it?
So interestingly, I was downstairs right behind home plate because there was an issue. If I'm not mistaken, it was Gavin Floyd on the mound.
Yes.
And someone smoked that ball to death. And I can't remember what bases loaded, I think. It was two outs. And he was struggling through that first, I think it was the first inning. But anyway, I think I was downstairs at the time because as part of my job as an assistant GM was kind of be the liaison between the managers and our front office with regard to what's happening with the rain. So there was a rain issue as to whether or not we were going to play the game. So I'm downstairs kind of, guarding the two managers and pitching coaches because no one wants to start and stop a game. You know, it's a big issue. Anyway, I'm down there, and the ball is hit. And all I remember, if I remember right, is that the ball was smoked. I just saw Aaron Rowan just going back and then making contact. Now, I wasn't there to see the replays until later because I was downstairs, close, like literally watching from right behind home plate. And all I saw was afterwards was like him go down. And I mean, he kind of epitomized what it was to be a Philly. And boy, he got a lot of props after that, you know, because that's the type of player he was. And we were fortunate to have him at the time. And he, you know, for a lot of the things that he did as a player and as a teammate, he really helped. And he didn't get a lot of credit for this. Maybe he should have. I'm sure he did with his teammates. But he was one of those guys that like really helped a lot of the bring some real leadership to that team, and he was a pretty important part of us making that transition into being a playoff and a championship caliber club.
Xavier Nady was who.
Xavier Nady. That's
Xavier
the name.
Xavier Nady. Correct. That's right. Xavier Nady
smoked it to dead center.
I think he was a Cal Berkeley guy. Pretty good. High first round pick. Pretty damn good hitter.
Good.
Well, he was coming out of college.
Good. That's good. Good memory because you are correct. Rube, thanks, man.
Yeah. We appreciate it, brother.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime.
Thank you. Yeah, May 11, 2006.
Oh, face.
Philly guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen.
They loved him so much they didn't resign him after 2007. And they won a World Series that next year.
It did help that Shane turned into being Shane.
No, right. No, it was, yes, that's true. And it was the right move, obviously. But the big talk then was, how are you going to replace the right-handed bat that you needed in the lineup to protect Ryan Howard, right? Like, that was the worry, was what are you going to do? And it ended up being Jason Worth. They were fine with it. But I remember being worried about it. How are you not going to re-sign Rowan?
What are you just doing? Gave his face up for the city.
Man, remember he did the press conference the next day and he had the shades on because his eyes were so freaking black and blue, the bandages on his face.
Well, listen, at least that was more instinctual. Now, maybe he would have done it had he known the wall was there and that was going to be the outcome. Maybe he still would have gone for it that way.
He didn't brace himself.
No, he ran into that thing full speed.
Because I think that weekend they were supposed to put the Yeah, that weekend, that's the story, that they were supposed to put the padding. Cushion. Yeah, the padding on there.
They were supposed to make it safe for him.
God. Yeah, and a couple days before, he blows his
Tim
face
up. Tim Tebow would have intentionally ran into the wall. Aaron Rowan was just playing.
I go to my favorite, Ian LaPerriere, man.
Blocking a
Listen, you dive on a grenade, man. I'm telling you, man. That's what he basically did.
Do you have the call from that, Jack? I remember having Harry's call where – you have it? Go for it. There you go.
Meanwhile, his face is mangled out there.
I got to be honest. Love HK. Little overdramatic. It's the first inning. I mean, come on. The game. It's not
it
a
did
game.
Sound
it's
like that, yeah.
It's not the game-saving catch. It's the first inning.
He's right. Don't be disrespectful.
I'm not disrespectful.
But he said perhaps. He even thought of it. He goes, perhaps game-saving catch.
That's in seventh or eighth inning call or ninth inning. That's not first inning.
I got to admit, that thought went through my head. Didn't he just say it was the first inning?
Interesting fact from that game. The Phillies won 2-0 in a rain-shortened 5-inning game.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know, it's Seth. HK. I mean,
ask him who's starting tonight on the mound.
Chase
there
Anderson.
There it is every time. He can't help himself.
Chase Anderson on the
coming
mound
coming out
the
cashmere. I mean, Chase Anderson should come out the cashmere, if we're being honest.
And we're booing right off the field.
Yeah, he should not come out. No, bad idea. Let's reset it with our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Looking to get engaged? Visit my friend Jim at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and support the home team. You will not regret it. Visit marks-jewelers.com and schedule an appointment with a diamond expert. There you go. All right, so Jalen Hurts. Ike, are they making a mistake?
Yes.
With Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
Why won't they commit to him? Even if it's just for a year. They could lie and say, he's our guy. We love Jalen Hurts. He's our draft pick. But they've done everything that they've done everything that they can to not do that.
Now, ultimately, it may turn out to not be a mistake. But what I'm saying is, based off recent history, based off this position and how sensitive the guys that play the position can be and overprotective, and rightfully so. It's not like a receiver where you can play three receivers at one time. It's not like a running back. Well, most running backs know that they're going to split time, some carries with another player. It's not like being a DB where there's three or four of you that go out there and play. There's only one quarterback that typically plays. There's only one. And when you start playing another one, then you feel like you're infringing upon his territory. So I say this because Jalen Hurts, in my opinion, would actually do better, and we don't know this for sure, time will tell. I think he would benefit better from the organization just putting it out there that he's the guy. Mm-hmm. You know what it's like when you're the quarterback and you're like, damn, bro, is you the guy or not? They say you're the starter? I think I am. You haven't told me anything else. What starting quarterback does that around the league? None. They know they're the starting quarterback. They know that they're the guy. The longer you leave this out here in an effort or in a way to be able to cover yourself and give you an option down the road if things don't work out, you're going to have that regardless. Like, right. No one's going to hold your feet to the fire because you named Jalen the starter and then all of a sudden he didn't play well and you decided to upgrade at the position.
Right.
I mean,
listen, things change.
Things change all the time. But the idea that you don't want to do it now because you want to create this illusion that it's going to be an open competition and everybody has to earn their spot, stop it, because nobody is buying that. Only naive people are buying that who want to buy it. No one, exactly. Nobody really buys that. Not even Jalen. Not the players.
No.
None of them.
No.
Nobody does.
No one buys that Joe Flacco has a real chance to be the starting quarterback.
Oh, don't tell
Nobody.
Joe Flacco that.
No, I mean, listen, maybe don't tell Joe Flacco that, but is there really anybody that believes that Joe Flacco is going to beat Jalen Hurts for the starting
job? Was Joe Flacco not going to sign here had you told him he was the backup?
But exactly.
No, he still would have signed here.
But even by telling him, listen, like he it's an open competition, Joe Flacco's not winning an open competition against Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is going to be good enough to win the job. But like
is Joe Flacco working out with guys?
I would say that,
how many workouts is Joe Flacco quarterback?
I think the answer is zero.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen him working out with Boobie Miles and Goddard and Greg Ward and Devontae. Is Devontae working out with him yet? Anyway.
No, he's selling t-shirts.
So our Twitter question is, are the Eagles making a mistake by not fully committing to Jalen Hurts? Yes or no? And I'll just say to you, you think yes? Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense. I say no because they don't think he's the guy. They're not going to commit to him because they are clearly trying to make moves to get, like right now, if they could get Deshaun Watson, they would get Deshaun Watson right now. Right now, if all this stuff didn't happen, they're going after Deshaun Watson. They would try to get him right now. So they're not going to just say he's our guy. They're not going to overdo it. If he ends up being the guy, they'll lie and say, oh, he was always our guy. They'll lie on the back end. They don't have to lie in the beginning. So that's the way they're treating it, and I'm fine with it.
I think Chip said Nick Foles is going to be the quarterback for the next 100 years.
Yeah.
And they traded him 6 months later.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's the Chip I remember.
I don't really care.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so does that mean that I have to say he's the quarterback for the next 100 years, right? Just ask you if Nick Foles is the quarterback. Hey,
that's all we ask, man. Doug, is the starter Sunday? As of right now, he is. What?
Doug, you don't agree with Brett Favre saying you shouldn't have moved on from Nick Foles, do you?
Do you? Oh, no, of course not.
I respect Brett Favre. He's entitled to his own opinion.
Please don't put words in my mouth or we're going to have a problem.
He's in town. We don't need that. Cut.
Meanwhile,
he could be listening. Do you think Doug appreciates the Doug drop board or no?
I don't think Doug.
No, I think
I will have something on my face for sure.
You know who I do think would appreciate the drop board?
Hey, Les, I call on you, right? You got to answer.
Chuck in Mount Airy. So hold on. Chuck, we've determined that Chuck is the second biggest Jalen Hurts fan in Philadelphia. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Johnny Martin, I'm starting to think that Dr. Glenn over there is frying your brain with those injections.
Why is that?
Nonsense. I'm the number one Jalen Hurts fan. When Wade from Chester went calling in, I was calling in, ringing the bell by Jalen Hurts, and I'm going to
it's true.
Jalen Hurts will be the best quarterback coming out of the draft for Philadelphia Eagles since Donovan McNabb. Yeah, I said it. He will be. And I ain't saying just for drops.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl, you knucklehead. How could he possibly be better?
Listen, let me tell you something. Nick Foles is a great quarterback. You're going to go down in history. He's in the Hall of Fame. It's Cleveland Hall of Fame with 7 touchdowns. That's my boy. But I'm going to tell you right now, Jalen Hurts will be up there with number 5 as being one of the best quarterbacks in Eagles history.
How many wins for the Eagles this year, Chuck?
They don't have to guarantee this guy nothing right now. You ever thought that Brian Johnson might be the bug in this? I know this guy all his life. And the way that you get through this guy is by not guaranteeing him nothing. You'll get the best Jalen Hurts by not guaranteeing him a damn thing. Now it's time to guarantee the guy something. He's over in Indianapolis right now. And we got to dig ourselves out of cap hell because of that. So
but Chuck, he's one good year away from being guaranteed the starting quarterback of the team. You do realize that. Right?
Listen. They're doing the right thing right now. This guy has been working all his life to get to this point, and he works harder with his back against the wall.
Okay.
And you'll see this year, they're going to say, okay.
How many wins? How many wins this year?
I'm going to make you name me the starter. Huh?
How many wins? I'm trying to decide if you're really the top Jalen Hurts fan.
They're going to win 10 to 11 games this year. Mark it down. You know what I mean? I don't listen. The East ain't nothing.
No.
And he's the best quarterback in the East right now. To me, better than Dak Prescott. He's better than all those guys. Jalen Hurts got the most upside than all those guys.
I can't take
you know
it,
mean?
Chuck.
And what I'm saying to you is this right now. Get behind him and enjoy
I am
the
behind him.
With Jalen Hurts.
How about the Eagles get behind him then?
See, yeah, how about that, Chuck? How about the Eagles get behind him?
Hey, listen. Last time he got behind a guy, he disappointed him to no avail. And that guy's in Indianapolis right now. He Jalen Hurts is this weak-minded individual like Carson Wentz did. Carson Wentz is weak, so he had to be told every 5 seconds he's the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. You're the man. You're the franchise quarterback. Jalen
You know what? It must be a lot of weak-minded quarterbacks around the league, because they all seem to get upset if you draft a quarterback that looks like it's their replacement.
Listen,
I haven't seen a quarterback happy about that yet, Chuck.
Listen, let me tell you something, man.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts going to earn the position. They want him to take the position and run with it. And that's what you
take it from
right
who?
Now.
From whom? Who's he taking it from?
Taking it, just take the reins, period. Listen, you had to work to get the position where you're at right now. You started off at Ike at night.
But then there are also some people who did not work as hard as I did and got placed in a position.
Jack!
So,
listen, sometimes it works like that's how the apple falls sometimes. But I know Jalen Hurts would rather work and earn it and be named the man once he's earned it.
Yeah, you know what, Chuck, I disagree. And I think a lot of people like yourself say that because you don't want to face the reality that the Eagles aren't sure about him.
Yep.
Like a lot of people use that sort of or use that example. He wants to work for it. He don't want you to give him nothing. What the hell you think he's been doing his whole life? He worked to get drafted in the second round to be a starting quarterback. What are you talking about? Like
I'm sure Jalen Hurts would like to know the organization.
He's the starting quarterback, exactly. You guys really act like you're speaking for Jalen Hurts. Like, oh, yeah, he don't want to be named a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
He wants to have to go out and earn it.
215-592-9494. All your phone calls on Jalen Hurts. Are they making a mistake by not fully committing to him? We'll hear from Doug Peterson on the other side. He was asked by John Clark about Jalen Hurts. What did he say?
Well, John Clark doesn't miss it. Well, he doesn't miss anybody, does he?
It's unbelievable. I look at John Clark and the results and how hard he works, and I feel like that I'm not giving
We're
him
slacking,
my all.
Right? Yep.
Yeah. Mark Sundari, Sol 94 WIP. Hey, listen, if you're tired of dealing with your old drafty windows and doors in your home, maybe it's finally time you go Guided with my good friends. At Guided Door and Window, they're going to help make your window and door replacement project more affordable with their buy one, get one half off sale. So for every door or window that you buy, you'll get the second at 50% off, and you can mix and match these savings to suit your own needs. So if you buy an entry door, get half off a storm door. Buy a patio door, get 50% off a window. If you need to replace all the windows and doors in your home, you'll save 50% on half of your project. So the more you need, the more you save. Plus, God is making it easier for you to afford your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. But you have to act now. This offer is for a limited time only. Restrictions do apply. For full details, call Guida today to schedule a free, no obligation, in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.